Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, let's start a discussion of Shviyas Daf Yud Beis. Shviyas Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're kind of like in the middle. Let's get back to what we are, what we're talking about. So we're talking about whether the Gemara asks, Nita'o v'meis, right? We had these limitations of planting during the time before Shemitah, which will then cause the roots to grow during Shemitah. And the Gemara's discuss, based on the Mishnah, that one is not allowed to do that. We had a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether our Mishnah shouldn't be understood as plus 30, or just right before, right? Is there an issur of causing things to grow during the Tosefes time? That was a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam from Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. So that was quoted in the Mefarshim. But the Mishnah also said that if you did this, if you did what was not allowed, then Yaakov, you have to rip it out. To rip out and make sure it doesn't grow. So the Gemara here asks, what happens if the person planted and he dies? Does his son have to rip it out? Could his son keep it? That was the question of Nitova Meis Bino Maoshi Yitain Maoshi Yimoto Lekaimo. Can he be Mekayimit? So this is a similar question is asked in Gittin in the Bavli on Daf Mem Dalad. Gittin in the Bavli, Daf Mem Dalad, the Gemara there asks, Mem Dalad, and off on the bottom, Machar Avdo Vames. Right, if somebody in a case where he's not allowed to sell, the Gemara there talks about selling an Evet to a guy, selling an Evet to Chutz Laretz, whatever the details are, if a father, Machar Avdo Vames, Maush Yiknesuas Beno Acharav, are we Kones, the son, to redeem the Evet? Right, if a father illegally against halacha sells an eved, let's say to an akum, does the son will ikonis him to be po to the eved? So the Gemara there quotes three different types of cases where a father does something, and the question is, what do we make the son responsible for? Do we fine the son also? So the Gemara says, intim salam artzaram ozin bechar vameis kansu beno acharav. If we say in the case of Bechor, in the case of Bechor, Bechor is the only carbon that loses its kedusha when it gets a mum, automatically. Usually if an animal is a carbon and gets a mum, I still have to redeem it. It still has kedusha, but I have to redeem it. Bechor is the only one that its kedusha comes automatically. If it's born as a Bechor, it's a carbon. And if it gets a mum, so then it becomes chulin biyad kohen. So that's why the Gemara talks about how the kohanim were chashudim to be matzil mum in their bechor. Because I'm going to give the kohen a bechor far away from Yerushalayim. He's not going to want to schlep it up. And all of a sudden the next day, oh, it got a mum. I guess I don't want to have anything for supper tonight. Right? So they were chashudim. So the kohanim weren't believed to say that it happened by itself. So what happens if a father puts a mum, his matzil mum, in a bechor? Can the son partake of that bechor? Wasn't his aveira? So the Gemara says maybe they would find the son because that's an isur daraisa. Bishum de isur daraisa hu. It's an isur daraisa what the father did. Aval hacha selling the eved to the goy is not an isur daraisa, and therefore maybe we wouldn't find the son in this case. V'im tim salomar. And if you want to say so, one model is the tzorim ozen bebechor. The next model is if somebody is mechavein malachto b'moed. We spoke recently about the isur malach on chalamoed. So what happens? If it's a lover keeping malachto b'moed b'meis, somebody is mechavein to do their malacha on chalamoed v'meis that he dies. Then again, lo kansu b'no acharav b'shem delo avad isura. Then maybe that wouldn't be go transferred to the son because lo avadi sur. What does that mean? Rashi there. Vim tipsalomar gavi mechavin malachto b'moed. She yochol asosa kodem avoid. He could have done something before the moed, and he dafka leaves it. V'kiva the tzimtzim lahaskel basamach l'moed. Shem lo yigmarena b'moed davra avid. He dafka does it, and now it's a davra avid. Now it's will cause great financial loss if it's not done. V'yei mutter lagomro v'kulan. And if somebody does this, yovedu tough luck. Right, the Gemara says a moikad and daf yud gimel. The boy lohan. What happens if the father left it, and the father dies, and now it's chalamoy? So the son's going to have a davar of it. So is he allowed to do it? Is he allowed to do it in that case? The father wouldn't be able to do it because he did something wrong. What about the son? There, we maybe would allow and not find the son because there was no isser yet done. So maybe tzorim ozen b'chor that says daraisa. By kivim alat b'chor ways the rabbanon. So the Gemara asks, what about this case? Do we make the son redeem the eved? L'didei kanser rabbanon v'halesa. Odilma lemamone kanzer abanav ha'isa. Do we find the person? Do we find the property? So that's the question the Gemara there asks. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from the fourth parak in Shvius. We're not there yet, but the fourth parak. Sadesh in iskavtsa b'shvius, a field that you took out the thorns in Shemitah. Tizara lomotsa ishvius. Right? That could be planted and seeded in a motzei shvius. You took out the thorns to be miyapid, Rashi. Ve'inzu avodas hakarka min haTorah. So lo katsua, then there's no fine there. But nitaiva o nidaira, but if somebody actually, you know, worked the land during Shemitah, lo tizara lo motzei shvius, right, then they can't. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, naktina nitiva v'meis. What if somebody works the land during Shemitah and then he dies? Bino zara. Right, the child can be zorea. We don't find. Amal didein katzer abanan libre lo katzer abanan. The Gemara there talks about this issue. Anyway, this is the background to our sugya. Those are three cases that are brought in Gittin Daf Mem Dalid, whether we find the son or not. So now here the Gemara says, what about in our case if somebody plants illegally during the Tosefes time? So do we aser it on the sons? The Gemara answers no, according to the Girsa that we switched to. So again, let's do that again. Tana. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abi Abaya de bar Delayev Natov Meis Beno Mutar Lekaimo. It's allowed. He's allowed to be Mekaim. He doesn't have to rip it out after what the father did. The Asya Kamanda Amar, and this follows the opinion. What are we about to get into? The Mara Folda quotes here that there's a machlokas 10 daf later Gittin daf Nun Gimel in the Bavli about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that if somebody plants b'shogeg, do we find a person who plants b'shogeg during Shemitah? Right, so here we're talking about not shogeg, we're talking about father, but we're about to say that there are two reasons, there are two explanations there in Maseches Gittin, why Rabbi Meir holds that if somebody is nata b'shvius b'shogeg, why we would fine him to not be able to enjoy those fruit. Either because people are in v'asya mibnei achshad. Is it because of achshad? People are not going to know who did it and be choshed. So then it should make a... so then if that's the case, then we would understand why it's only the son would be able to participate. Because if we would find just on the ones who did it b'mezid, then people would do it b'shogeg. People would do it b'mezid and say they did it b'shogeg. And if that's the case, then that only applies to the person who did it, right? Only the father. And therefore, the son is not shayach. And therefore, mibnei chshad, if it's chashad that people would fake, so then the son didn't fake, and therefore it will be mutter. But if there's another reason, and then we'll read this inside, there's another reason that many years later, people will calculate backwards. Oh, this tree, is it Arla? Is it Ravai? They'll see what you're doing and they'll realize going backwards that this tree must have been planted during Shemitah. And then, oh, I didn't know you had a plant during Shemitah. So therefore, maybe that's why we're going to find someone who even plants b'shogeg during Shemitah, because we don't want people to calculate and therefore get the wrong impression that you can plant during Shemitah. So those are the two reasons why Rabbi Meir holds your koni shogeg atu mezid. Either because people are going to fake it, and they're going to say they did it b'shogeg even though they really did it b'mezid, right? Or number two, people are going to calculate going back and they realize that it's planted during Shemitah, and that's going to lead them to think that you could plant during Shemitah. So the Gemara says, when we say that there's no problem by the sun is mutar l'kaimo, that fits in according to the first approach. Because if the issue is chshad, then it's mutar for the sun, because the sun didn't do anything wrong. The sun didn't plant. Aval mipnei ha-minyin. If the issue is minyan, the counting, so look at the Mara Fulda's Girsa on the second wide line of the Mara Fulda, right? Avalamanda Amar Mone, Hachi Garcinan, Av Mone, Bino, Eno Mone. What people are only going to calculate if the father planted and not if the son planted, only if the father enjoys it, not the son, meaning people aren't going to know the difference. They're just going to know that this was planted during the Shemitah year, and therefore that would cause problems, period. I mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yosef Engel, there in the Gilyone Ashas, in Gittin, on Daf Mem Dalet, quotes a couple of cases relating to this sugya. So first he quotes from the Chuvas Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in Simin Tavshin Pei Zayin, he asks, We mentioned this quickly at the end of Shir yesterday. We know Ezra HaSofer made a din to Rabbanan, don't give Meiser Rishon to the Levium. Because if you look in this, if you look in Tanakh, if you look in Sefer Ezra Nehemiah, the Levium, hardly any Levium, came back on their way back to Eretz Yisrael for Bayashedi. Ezra even had to stop at a river and send back, go get some Levium. We don't have any Levium. We need Levium to work in the base of Mikdash. So Ezra fined them no more Maaser Rishon. You can't fine Kohanim Truma, because Truma is Asur for Yisrael to eat. So Truma goes to the Kohen. But the Maaser Rishon, as long as you take out the Truma's Maaser and give that to the Kohen, the Maaser Rishon is Mutar Lazarim. So Ezra HaSofer fined the Levium, don't give it to the Levium. This is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether Midaraisa, that's you're allowed to give to the Levium, or Durabanan. So ask the Radvaz, how could we fine Shevet Levi forever and ever if the later Levium didn't do anything wrong? Right, he quotes this sugya, right, about Koni's Beno Acharav, only if there's a chashash. So, me'eze koach ha'yachol Ezra, l'knosis ha'levim, shalo yitnu lahem, meiser, asher zichso lahem Torah. V'im ebnei shalo alu imo mi Bavel, they didn't go up from Bavel. So, inu David Isura, delo asiku niknesinu, benayu delo asi basrayu, amai niknesinu. Right, v'hari be'isr Torah, go gezel v'ribis. By gezel and ribis, we say the father did the isr, we find him, not the son. So he says, maybe that's why the Rambam says Bismano. All the Achronim pick up this Rambam. The Rambam sounds like that Ezra was only fined his generation. Maybe for that reason. Only for that generation. But most Rishonim don't have that limit. And the Gemara doesn't sound like it has that that limit. So he says maybe Ezra only fined the Ashirim, not the Aniim. He goes into the discussion. And then he says maybe he had a certain type of Ruach HaKodesh. Kanas Osam Lizman Yadua Vahu Yisbarach Yodea Hasiba Asher Bishvila Kanas Osam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is behind it. Okay, so that's one the Radvaz discusses that. But there are others. He quotes the Gilyon HaShas here quotes other Shitas and Achronim. There would be who that's a tshuva if a father left over Chamit Shavuot of a Pesach, or do we find the son? But this is an important issue about is it the issue personal fines, or does it go by the property? Okay, let's continue. Tani, says the Braisa, Hanoteya. Oh, getting back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah talk about? The Isser of planting before Shemitah, where the roots are going to grow during Shemitah, right? That's the issue in our Mishnah. Tani, that's what these prakim are about. Well, the limits of Tosefes. We spoke about the limits of Tosefes. We spoke about Heterim in the Isurim. We spoke about the older trees, 3 in a Beisah, the younger trees, 10 in a Beisah, how much the 3 trees have to produce, and the like. So we've been talking all about pre-Shemitah issues. And we just spoke about in the previous Mishnah also, all of the activities that are only usher Durabanan anyway during Shemitah, so there weren't going to be usher in Tosefes. That was the list of activities on the Chesma base in the Mishnah. So now we continue that topic. Tani, anoteya v'mavrich v'markiv. If somebody, noteya, plants a little sapling, mavrich, that's the one that's bringing the root under the ground. V'hamarkiv, or somebody grafts. Shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Also lo shana temima. So if somebody does this 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, if somebody does these before 30 days, also lo shana temima. There is a concept in halacha called a chodesh, a month, is already could be considered a year for certain halachas. So as long as you had a month before Shemitah here, and maybe it means a month and 2 weeks, depending on how we interpret the Mishnah from yesterday. Maybe it means a month and 2 weeks, maybe a month and 3 days. So as long as you had that, it's already considered Shana Tamima. And therefore, let's say I planted 50 days before Rosh Hashanah. So by the time I get to Rosh Hashanah, that starts year two. Year two in my Arla and Ravai count. This will be halacha lamaisa, as we'll see. As long as they plant this something more than a month before Rosh Hashanah, or it'll be lamaisa, more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then the second year starts right then. Umut alakama b'shvius. And if I did this before Shemitah, this is not called svichin. This is not called things that grow by itself and will be usher during Shemitah. It's considered the previous year's growth. But if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that it did not take root before Rosh Hashanah, so lo also Lashana Tamima. That's not called year one. When Rosh Hashanah comes, it's called still year one. And if it is Svichin, as we'll talk about a little more later, it is usher to be Mekayimit. Aval Amru. But the Brisa adds this caveat. And there's a major machlokas we showing him how to understand this line. Aval Amru. Peros Netiyazu Asurin Ad Chamisha Asur Bishvats. So we paskin. This is a machlokas we showing him here. But we paskin. What does this mean? Let's say I'm using that heter. Let's say I planted something 50 days before Rosh Hashanah. So by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around, that's year two of Arla. The following Rosh Hashanah is year three of Arla. The following year, which is basically 2 years and 44 days later, so that's year four. So I should be able to enjoy Ravai, says the Gemara. No. If you are using this kula of 44 days is considered a year, then you still have to wait after Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat in order for it to no longer be Arlen Ravai. That's what the Gemara says. Aval Amru, Peiris, Natiya Zu are Asurin. This Natiya, that, again, Pashup Shad of this Gemara, if we focus on those words, Peiris, Natiya Zu, the Peiris of this type of Natiya, where you were Mekel regarding year one, so in year four, it's not automatic right after Rosh Hashanah. You got to wait for Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos, which is Tu Bishvat. And then after that, it's no longer Arla in the third year, and it's no longer Ravai in the fourth year. So you kind of have a limbo period. Even though this is considered after year three or after year four, you got to wait an extra couple of months. Ad chamisha asar bishvat, right? Whatever would blossom during that time. Umatam, why? What's the makar? Remember, matam in Yerushalmi also often means what's the source? Rabbi Yosi, Bishur Rabbi Yochanan, ubashana. It says the word ubashana. It says the word ubashana haravias in the fourth year. Yekol pir yo kodesh yilom Hashem. What my atshmamina? What does that word teach me? Amar Reb Zeira the following. The previous pasuk says shalosh adam yelachem arelim lo yachel. The pasuk says for 3 years it's arla, it's off limits. And the next word in the Torah is, it's really the next pasuk, ubashana. And in the fourth year it's going to be mutter. But the way that the Torah Shabbat Peh understands this is that word ubashana is read with the previous pasuk and is read with the following pasuk. The previous pasuk says 3 years arla, ubashana, and also in the fourth year there's a little bit of arla too. What does that mean? In this circumstance, where you have between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat, that's also arla. And then you read it with the following pasuk, ubashana ravias, in the fourth year it is ravai. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Babar Marmal, Kumi Reb Zeira. Rabbi Babar Marmal says in front of Reb Zeira. Nirin Hadvarim. It appears Kishenatol Frei Rosh Hashanah Shloshim Yom. This is how I just explained it. When do we say that you have to have this limbo period? That's if you're using this kula of 30 plus days, it's considered a year, so Rosh Hashanah is year two. So that if you're using that kula at the beginning, then you gotta have this chumrah at the end. Right, that is the how Rabbi Bar Mamal understands this. Ha'im lo natu shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. But what if you didn't plant it 30 days before? Let's say you planted it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So you don't have the kula. When Rosh Hashanah comes, it's year one. It's not year two. You don't have this kula. So by the time the 3 years are over, it's more than three calendaric years. Because it's even more, so then for sure you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait this limbo time. Isa chami shana shlema also lavat amar hachin. You see, it's a full year. You have to wait three full years, and you're going to say you have to wait more than that? No. So that's what Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal said to Reb Zeira. Again, that this din, this special din of the Brisa, that Peiros Netiyazu Asurin until Chamisha Asur Bishvat, that limbo period, that delayed limbo period, is only if you use the kula at the beginning. But if you didn't use the kula at the beginning, it's going to be more than three full years, so then it is going to be mutter right away. You don't have that limbo period. Let's just finish reading, and then we'll mention the Machlokas. Amar Lei, so Reb Zeira answers, no, I disagree. I disagree. I think you always need this limbo period. And even if you have 3 full years, you got to wait more than 3 full years calendarically. Amar Lei Vim Keni, if it's true, Afilu Nato Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Ye Asar Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right? If it's not considered Ravai right away on Rosh Hashanah because there wasn't a full year, meaning according to what you're saying, that only applies in that other case, so why is the Mutter from Tu Bishvat? Right? Why is it? You should say you need full calendaric years. So you want to say it's gonna be delayed because you can't use that for 1 month here to year at the beginning. You have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So why wait till Tu B'Shvat? Wait 3 full calendaric years. Obviously, you yourself agree that you don't three full calendaric years isn't the magical time period. So I'll say sometimes you need more than 3 calendaric years. I say this is a yesod always that whenever Arla and Revai, they're only finished in Tu B'Shvat of the following year. In Tu B'Shvat of the following year, there's no difference whether you're going to wait less than 3 years, more than 3 years. You always have to wait that amount. So that's what Rabbi Zeira says. Rabbi Zeira says, let's read one more line. My Kadun, right? What is the svar for that? Rabbi Mana, why would you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat? Kivad sha'omid betok shnaso shel ilan mashlim shnaso. Once you're already waiting, so you have to wait till the Rosh Hashanah four trees. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky right here on top. He says, Amino, this is Rav Zeira continuing to talk. Amino chana taima. My mashlim. Why do you have to finish? But always, you always have to wait according to Rav Zeira. Even though we say Rosh Hashanah is for little growths, is from Tishrei, become makom in a yotzi mechal netia likanis lechal ilan velihios perosa mutarim alakadeshi yashlam shnaso shel ilan. But saplings are for the first day of Tishrei, but trees are the first day of the 15th day of Shvat. And therefore, you have to wait till then, says Rebbe Zeira. So we have a machlokes amoraim here. When does this apply? When does this special halacha apply? That once you finish Arla and Revai, let's say you hit Rosh Hashanah, and you say, now it's another year for Arla and Revai, and you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. Is that always? Rebbe Zeira says, you always have to wait until Tu B'Shvat until it's no longer Arla or Revai, or no, only if you were Makel at the beginning, so then you were Machra at the end. So this is a major machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban, Balamar and the Ravid, who we paskin like in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Beis and the Daf Arif, and all the Rishonim there discuss it. If you look in the Me'iri, I'll just read it for the Me'iri, I had to pick one Rishon there. So the Me'iri says there, he quotes this machlokas. He says, quotes our Mishnah, and then he says, "Mikom akam yearly, dafka kol shenata acher zman chanata, hol kol shenata kodem zman chanata ein sricha lahamtin." Only if you planted it very close to Rosh Hashanah, so then you have to wait. If you planted it before ein sricha lahamtin v'chul, and it continues, v'yesh mefarshim shekol hanetios shavos le'ichur heteron ad chamisha aser b'shvat. That's the Balamar. Some say that all grows you have to wait. Misha sha'avra u'bishana revias nidonis kishlishes veid verem neirim. I don't like that. What is the Shulchan Aruch? This is halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. What do we do? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Dalid Sif Hey. Reish Tzadi Dalid Sif Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ha da amrinan shela achar. It's even the previous halacha. Siftet saadal. Shalosh shanim. This is Hilchas Arla. Hilchas Arla in the Shulchan Aruch. Shalosh shanim halalu. Einam nimnim biyom liyom. Ela hochimim achar shnos haolam. You don't count Arla 3 years from automatically from when it's planted. You go by objective year. Shnos haolam. Shu maschil mitishrei. Ven nisabra la Arla. Ula Ravai, and if there's in Shanim Ubaris, it's just part of that year. Upamim Sheinu Elashtei Shanim Umem Dalad Yom. Sometimes Arla is only 2 years and 44 days. Upamim Sheim Yaseir Moshal Shanim, and sometimes it's more than 3 years. Ketzad. Nata Mikodem Tezayin Ba'av, and if you planted before Tezayin Av, that means more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. If you planted, that's why gardeners are always very backward. You got to plant before Tezayin Av, right? So right, if you do that, then all you got to wait, ready, hit Rosh Hashanah, that's year two. Wait 2 year, full years. Vimnata biyom Tezayin umiyom Tezayin ve'elach mona me'Rosh Chodesh Tishrei haba shalosh shanim shleimim. Right, the middle period is also called Arla. And afterwards it's Ravai. So he quotes this idea of the limbo. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, Hadar minan shel achar Rosh Chodesh Tishrei shel shana revias. Kol ha'per shechatu kodu tesva b'shvat yishlam gamkein din arlo avo b'shinigmar macharkach dafka b'netia sheheikalnu aleha b'tchilasa. Mikivan she'avro aleha mem dalet yom also lashana l'fichach echmarnu aleha b'sofa halaf achilo. Shulchan Aruch quotes, maybe this extra chumrah of waiting until Tu B'Shvat is only where we will make all the beginnings, so we have to be machmir here. But otherwise not. That's the daya that takes five lines in the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh omrim deloshna. And some say, doesn't make a difference. Who's that? That's the Balamar, that's the Rad. So some say, machlokes. So both dayas are quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. And I think most assume that we could be Mako. But again, that's the this is machlokas between the Reb Zera and Rebbe Ba Bar Mamal is the machlokas Rishonim and is the machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, Tu B'Shvat, the Reb Zevin has a beautiful piece in I think Latorah B'Lamoadim where he talks about the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Bishara Yisrael has machlokas about whether it's the first day of Shvat or the 15th day of Shvat. What's the difference? What is that about? So the Gemara there says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalad in the Bavli, what's the reason that Beis Shammai says that already from the first day of Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah? Amar Lazar Moshia, Hol V'yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana. Because most of the rain has happened already, and what? And says Rashi there, V'Allah hasraf bi'ilanos. The sap has already gone up in the tree in order to cause the blossoming, and therefore it's already Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. That's what Beis Shammai says about the first day of Shvat. Beis Hillel says, no, two B'Shvat, 2 weeks later. So is there a message that we can learn from that machlokas? So Rav Zevin connects this to five other machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Just one or two examples, and to say his yesod. Right, Rav Zevin says, Beis Shammai says you light Chanukah 8 to 1, and Beis Hillel says you light 1 to 8. Right. What does that have to do with anything? Right, so that's the that's one machlokas. Again, there's more. I just quote three. Quote that one, and then Uksin. You get to learn Uksin. That's always exciting. Uksin, a fish. When is a fish makabel tuma? When is a fish called dead? And it's makabel tuma. Beis Shammai omrim mishi yatsuda. Beis Shammai says right when you trap it. If you trap it, even if it's still flailing outside the water, it's already called dead. And Beis Hillel says, no, Mishia Musa, once the fish dies. What does these three machlokas have anything to do with each other? When Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is, the first day or the 50th day of Shvat, how do you light Chanukah candles, and when is the fish dead? Sounds to me like they have nothing to do with each other. Says Rav Zevin, Beis Shammai always looks at potential. Beis Shammai always focuses on the potential. Right, the potential. The tree has the potential now to grow. It has the sap in it, and it's going to grow. That's the potential. Beis Shammai says, how many days are left to Chanukah? What's the potential left? 8. 8 are left, 7 are left, 6 are left. You could look at the potential. And this fish is about to die. That's what it's going to happen. You don't go by, Beis Hillel says, you go by actuality. Actuality. Beis Hillel says, when are the trees actually growing? Right, the 15th day, right? How many days of Chanukah have there been? 1, 2, 3, right? You go by the Yomim HaYotzin, not the Yomim HaNechrasim, right? Is the fish dead or is the fish not dead? Right, and there are many other machlokas also, but he says this is what it's all about. It's about, do you focus on the potential? Do you focus on the actual fulfilling of that potential? That's Rav Zevin. And again, he quotes another couple of machlokas. This is Rav Zevin in La'or HaHalacha. It's in La'or HaHalacha. Page Shin Tzadi Hei. If you want to look it up, Shin Tzadi Hei in his Sefer La'or HaHalacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Halacha Hei Mishnah Zayin says the next Mishnah here, Yud Beis Mabes. Ha'orez Vaduchin Vapragin. So now we're going to talk about different types of growths. You use different benchmarks to know what year they're from. Right? Is this a plant from Shemitah or not Shemitah? And it's important to know what year, because we know Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani switches. 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Meiser Sheni. Year 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. So you have to know what year it's from. So, Ha'orez Aduchan Vapragin, rice, millet, pragin, poppy, Vashumshimim sesame, Sheishrishu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. All these that took root before Rosh Hashanah, Misa'asrim L'Sha'avar. Taking root is what's important for these growths, and therefore, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, they're considered the previous year's growths. Umutar and Bishvias, and again, they're muta during Shvias, they're not called Svichin, as we'll have to talk about at length. But if not, if they didn't take root beforehand, then it's considered the following year. And it's considered Shemitah growths, and therefore, if it's included in Svichin, after growths that are usher to partake of during Shemitah, that will be usher. Umisatul Shanaba, and then Misaser, the future year. Rib Shimon Shazuri Omer, Pula Mitzri Shazara Lazera Bitrila, Egyptian bean that you planted for the seeds. You didn't plant it because you want it to grow and you want to enjoy the leaves that grow. You get to plant it for the seeds. So Kiyotze Mehen, that's also similarly goes by the rooting, the Hashrasha. Rib Shimon Omer, Afunin Hagamlonim Kiyotze Mehen. Also, large peas also go by when they took root. Reb Elazar Omer, Afunim Hagamlonim Shetirmalu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. No, they go by when they formed pods. Right, the Marafolda says Naso Kain Kiss. It's like a little kiss, a little package that the Afunin go in. So all of these Tanam add on that the key point for these items are considered Hashrasha. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with Be'ez Hashem a discussion of Svichin, and we'll see where it goes in Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.